Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us. You are listening to Against All Odds, and I'm your host, Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
It's a lovely Saturday morning, as always, and we're just so pickled pink that you're with us.
Pickled pink?
I don't know where that came from.
It's spring. Spring is in the air.
That's what it was. So, Kristen, let's tell the audience about this new addition that you've created to really help get our show out there to people who aren't able to perhaps listen to it at 10 o'clock.
I turned this into a podcast. My first ever. We are iTunes famous now.
So what does that mean now?
It means that you can go to the iTunes store into the podcasts and you can search Howard Holly or Howard Holly Presents and you can get our podcast. You can download it onto your iPhone, your iPod, and you can subscribe. So each week when there's a new episode, it'll automatically download onto your
super iPod. And you also made some changes to the website.
I did. I made changes to the website. I put a little player on there that has all of the past episodes in the podcasts. So you just go to howardhollypresents.com and you can listen to the past episodes.
So they can do it either through a podcast on their phone or on their smartphone, or they could online or through their smartphone tablet. They can do the same thing on our website.
They can.
Super. Great. So do we have any traffic you want to talk about?
Well, we did. We put on our Facebook. We wanted people to guess who our guest was today. So we said that he's new to the area and the company he serves has almost 1,000 employees. And within, I don't know, 10 minutes of posting that, we had a guess and it was right. Heather.
Okay. Congratulations, Heather. And thank you for following the show as well. Before we go on and I introduce the guest for today, I just want to make a comment that since our last guest was on, I've had a couple of conversations with people, and I've had a few reasons to talk about Peter and his inflection points, Kristen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being willing to give up what I am to become what I can be. Those words are still ringing in my ears, and I've had some great opportunity to talk to people about it, and it seems to be tracking with them as well. But I'm certain that we're going to get similar type of inspirational words and comments from our guest. Let me talk about him. My guest today is Ken Madison, who is the CEO of Florida Hospital Flagler. Now, let me tell you why I asked Ken to be our guest today, and he'll have to tell you why he accepted. But Florida Hospital Flagler is the largest employer in Flagler County. And I thought having Ken on to talk would be a real benefit to everybody. I know he's been on WNZF before, but on this topic of Against All Odds, I thought he'd be of value. Also, I've heard him speak before, and any opportunity to hear Ken talk again is a benefit to all of us. So welcome, Ken, to Against All Odds.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. And when you invited me, it was an easy answer. Absolutely. For you, I will do this.
Now, I told Ken that not often on this show do I have people who have a deeper voice than I do.
So, would you like me to raise it up a little bit?
I sometimes do, particularly when I start laughing. But Ken, I'm really, really pleased that you did accept this invitation. I'd like to start off with just your telling our audience a bit about yourself and your background.
Grew up in Latin America, born in Texas. My father was a minister, and early on, my parents moved to Panama, Mexico, and Puerto Rico, where I spent the first 15 years of my life. And when I think about Against All Odds, candidly, my background as a missionary's kid growing up in poverty, because candidly, missionaries, we had to work on our own cars. We didn't have a lot of money. And as a result of that, I learned to make do and not have my self-worth be wrapped around those material things that I had. But my self-worth was wrapped around relationships. And so my background from an early on, I had that advantage, not a disadvantage, but I had that advantage. Came back to the States when I was 15 to go to school in English, so, at a boarding school.
So you were very fluent and all of your education had been in Spanish at that time?
Yes, in Spanish. Now, my mother did do some homeschooling for a few years, but, eventually we ended up in the Spanish speaking schools and up to the ninth grade, I took in Spanish.
And now you're 15 in the United States and beginning to learn in English.
One of the things that my parents insisted on is because we were from the United States, whenever we were speaking at home, it was always in English.
Sure.
What I did outside of the home, playing with my classmates and when we eventually went to school, it was all in Spanish, but in the home, it was always English. And so I learned both languages simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So my wife honestly is worried that I'm going to end up with a stroke and I'm going to lose my English side and I'm going to just speak Spanish to her because that's on one side.
So you are still bilingual.
I am still bilingual.
Excellent.
I still, when I speak Spanish, I think in Spanish.
Yeah.
When I read music.
Wow.
Because I learned music at the Conservatory of Music in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I learned that all in Spanish. I read music with the Spanish side of my brain.
Wow. That's a great story. Very interesting. Very interesting. Listen, Ken, you've had a great background. Could you catch us from that time? What did you do for the early part of your adult life?
Graduated from college at the age of 22, took my first job as a staff accountant. I'm a business major with a religion minor.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I thought I was going to be a minister and took quite a few religion courses, but decided early on that pulpit ministry really is a calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think I had that calling. I wanted to be of use in God's work, but I didn't feel that I should be a minister. And so graduated from college, felt weak in accounting. So my first job out of college was that of as a staff accountant. Mm-hmm. At an Adventist hospital in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the envy of my classmates in Tennessee when I was announcing that I was headed to Hawaii. And for 3 years did accounts payable, general ledger posting, financial statement preparation. I got a good solid background. That stuff
finance,
you don't learn in
absolutely.
Business school,
mm-hmm.
which was phenomenal for me later on.
Has it been foundational for what you do today as CEO?
Extremely, extremely foundational. And one of the things that I might add when I think about how do I encourage others to figure out ways to overcome adversity, don't expect to start at the top.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I worry a little bit about some of the folk that I talk to is, I'm looking for them, right out of college. I want a manager or I want a director's position or a vice president position. And if you don't take time to build that foundation, it's going to come crumbling down later on in life.
Yeah. I agree with that. I started in the mailroom.
There you go.
And it wasn't where I expected to start, but it was where the opportunity presented itself. And at the end of the day, it was a great lesson.
Yeah.
Ken, I often at this segment in our show ask the question, do you consider yourself to be successful? And if so, how do you measure it?
The way I would measure success is maybe a little different from what others might view it. It's not based on how much money I have or how many houses I own, mm-hmm. or where I happen to live. To me, measuring success focuses more on, am I accomplishing God's purpose? I believe that my career has been influenced, it's been managed, it's been directed by God.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that those times when I tried to interject my will into the process, things fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was willing to let God lead, then he saw me through the obstacles that, frankly, at the time seemed overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, success is measured on am I still focused on what God wants me to do?
I'm sure the audience has to ask, how do you get the answer that, in fact, you are? So if the measure is, am I accomplishing God's purpose, how do you know you are?
The story of Elijah in the Bible is one that I hearken back to. Elijah, after the Mount Carmel experience, when he was faced with adversity, he fled. He ran away and went away to the mountain of God, it says. I think that was Mount Sinai. And there's a cave that it says he went into. And he, you know, after running down there, it took him, whoever knows how long it took him to get down there. But he was exhausted by the time he got down there. And God provided a raven there at Brook Cherith that, that allowed him some nourishment and some water. And he slept. And then it says that there was a fire. But Elijah says God was not in the fire. And then he says there was a strong wind, a storm, but God wasn't in the storm. And he says when he experienced God is when it was calm, when it was peaceful, when it was quiet. And I guess what I have interpreted that to be is when I'm in a turmoil about something, I don't
That's
sense
not God.
God there.
That's not God. Mm-hmm.
But when I have a peace about something, that's when I know I'm within God's will.
What an excellent, excellent answer. And I don't know about your not being a minister, because it sounds like you're ministering all the time, Ken. Let's take a break. We've got a good start. When we come back, we're going to specifically talk more about overcoming adversity with our guest, CEO and president of Florida Hospital Flagler, Ken Madison.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dennis Alter. I'm excited to tell you that the Joint Commission has recently designated Florida Hospital Flagler as a orthopedic center of excellence for both total knee and total hip replacement surgery. This recognition is as a result of hard work and dedication by my fellow surgeons, technicians, nurses, and rehab experts as we all continue to serve our Flagler County community with the very best health care possible. Thank you for your continued trust in us.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Hi, welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds, and my name is Howard Holly. My co-host is Kristen Wetzel, and our guest today is Ken Madison, president and CEO of Florida Hospital Flagler. Ken, we had a great start, and I thought you ended it well in terms of talking about accomplishing God's purpose. But, you know, the focus of this show is about Against All Odds, how successful people overcome adversity. And the reason that we're doing this is because I believe, and I'd like to hear your comment, that we learn more from the challenges and adversities that we overcome than from the easy roads that we may trot. So I'd like to ask you, what adversities have you faced and how did you overcome them?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. One of the things that I need to be careful of is I feel blessed. Blessed by God in so many different ways. And I want to be sure that people understand that when I talk about adversity, it may not be anywhere near the adversity that others have faced. And in no way do I want to tell you that, that I've suffered greatly. And as a result of that, I'm now where, from my perspective, the things that perhaps I struggled with a little bit is at the age of 15, when my parents were still in the mission field, my sister and I came back to the United States. My parents moved down to Montevideo, Uruguay. And so for all intents and purposes, I left home when I was 15. But out of that adversity came a sense of independence that has helped me overcome a great deal of times when otherwise I might have thought, well, how do I overcome being on my own at the age of 15? Don't want to promote this, and you may want to edit this out of the show, but candidly, in that independent mode that I had to be in, that meant that any money for college I had to make. And so it wasn't enough for me to go out and find a job just to make ends meet. I had to go out early on in my college experience to find a position where I could make enough money to end college debt free. And so I looked into becoming an auto mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And because I looked around and saw that lawyers and auto mechanics and plumbers were making the kind of money that I needed to make to be able
particularly
to.
Particularly on the hourly rate, right?
Bingo. So, I started out.
So Ken, in that independence, in having to fund your own self through college, what did you learn from that you then used as you continued your business career?
There's a sense of independence that comes when, number one, you want to honor God with your care, mm-hmm. but you're not beholding to anybody else to accomplish what it is that you believe God has for you to do. And in that sense, candidly, God opened doors. I became the lab assistant for the industrial arts department at the college where I wanted to attend. And for 6 months, I did all of the automotive work, grunt work, scut work in the lab, in the auto mech lab, with the auto restoration, the body work that was done, the work in the rebuilding of engines, all of that stuff I had to learn how to do because I was the lab assistant assisting the professors in doing that. I leveraged that 6 months into going now and working when I finished that as a mechanic at a foreign car specialist, making three times what I was able to make as a lab assistant. And frankly, that's what then turned, I leveraged that into, I went out on my own and started my own shop.
So what it sounds to me, and we've had this discussion with previous guests, and let me just fall back for a minute. You had said your definition of success might be different than others. We've now done about four or five shows, Kristen, something like that. And when I've asked that question, the answers have been closer to what you are saying than what I think we thought we would hear. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought people would come in and say, oh, I make this much a year. I have this many houses. I have this great car. I'm so successful. Not a single person has said anything about money. Or material things.
It's a credit to the people you're bringing on the show.
Well, I want to build on this because what I hear you saying is your faith is what gets you through. That when there appears to be no way, your faith tells you that there is always going to be a way, that God will always provide. Isn't that right. What you're saying?
I have only to fear for the future if I forget how God has led me in the past.
That's great. That is a great say. So, Ken, let me ask you this. If you were talking to the audience and they were in front of you, like the business expo that you were at, and we had 150 or 200 people sitting there, what would you want to tell them? What messages would you want to get to them?
Couple of things come to mind, Howard. Number one, don't expect to get to the end of your life thinking, oh, I should have worked longer hours and neglected my family.
Yes.
Don't forget the relationships along the way that are so important. My wife, Sharon, of 40 years, and I enjoy today a relationship of trust and mutual respect. Not always easy. But we never gave up on each other, and God bless that relationship. So don't give up on relationship. That would be one important message. The other thing that I would encourage people is to realize that true happiness doesn't come from what I can amass or what I can get from you or anybody else. True happiness comes when I focus on serving others and making a difference in their lives.
Now, I believe that is absolutely true, and we've heard that a lot as well. Your hospital is a key center in this community, and you've told me before that you're welcome here and by the community has been a groundswell of support that you have felt in a real way.
Absolutely.
Could you say more about that?
Oh, I was telling John this morning, we went by and met some local county officials to talk about something that we were trying to do to improve health status. And I told him, I said, it's just so wonderful to be a part of a smaller community where the focus isn't on politics. The focus is on what good can we do mm-hmm. by working together. Mm-hmm. And I have sensed a welcome here because in this community there exists a synergy of collaboration between government and private industry that I haven't sensed elsewhere. This is a very special place, and I love being a part of this community, Howard.
And we love having you. Ken, it's been a great 8 months or so, I believe.
It has, 8 months,
and,
right on.
We're looking forward to 8 years. My guest, the president and CEO of Florida Hospital Flagler, Mr. Ken Madison, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Howard. It's been a pleasure.
So now we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you all come back with us, and hopefully you've enjoyed our guest, Ken Madison, the president and CEO of Florida Hospital Flagler. So, Kristen, we're now at the point in our show where we talk about driveway moments. Did any resonate with you?
Nope. Just kidding.
All right.
I wanted to make everybody laugh.
Yeah, we won't know if anyone
okay.
laughed.
No, we won't. Well, we will if they put it on Facebook. No, it did. Ken said he measures success and he defines success by knowing if he's accomplishing God's purpose, which is very abstract. I mean, mm-hmm. How do you know God knows your purpose? But the way he explained it, how God isn't in the turmoil, he's not in the fire, he's not in the storm. When things don't feel right, that's not where God is.
Mm-hmm.
That when things are peaceful and calm and you just feel at peace, then that's God telling you that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times in people's lives, you know, you feel all this stress and you feel like you're being tugged in multiple directions and you just don't feel good about things. Well, then maybe you're on the wrong path.
Yeah, absolutely. I that struck me as well and definitely stuck with me. Also, I thought that when he talked about overcoming obstacles, he talked about when there is no way, his faith causes him to know that there always is a way.
And, you know, he said something. He said, I have only to fear for the future if I forget how God has led me in the past.
Right, right.
That was like perfect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he doesn't think he's a preacher, minister.
Well, as I said, he's definitely ministering, certainly. You know, when I asked him about key messages for success, he talked about relationships and service. And, you know, we've heard this thread about how our families, our spouses, our network, our mentors, and the role that they play in helping us be who we are. So, very good. I really enjoyed the conversation with Ken. So let's talk for a minute about how our listeners can participate in the dialogue.
They can visit us on our website, www.howardholleypresents.com. Holly's H-O-L-L-E-Y. There we have photos and information about our past guests, as well as the audio from our past shows. The last three shows are also on WNZF.com. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can go to the iTunes store in the podcasts and search for Howard Holly. We're on there. You can like us on Facebook. We are facebook.com/Howard Holly Presents. And you can follow us on Twitter, where we are Holly Presents. If you have any questions for Ken, Howard, me, suggestions, you can send me an email. It's Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, at HowardHollyPresents.com.
Great. Super. And thanks, Kristen, for getting the podcast done. I think that's going to be a great resource and tool for people who are not able to listen directly at 10 o'clock. And also, we're going to keep a full library of our shows for the full year. So you'll be able to go and listen to any or all of them at will.
It is. It's pretty neat. I was actually really proud of myself.
Yeah, it sounds like you are. So let's talk about our next guest, Jacob Oliva.
Yes.
And Jacob, I think many people know, is the incoming superintendent of Flagler Public Schools. He's been here for a while. He's got a great story to tell. I'm sure there are people who will learn a bit about him. What's interesting is that Florida Hospital Flagler is the largest non-public employer in Flagler County. And the largest employer in Flagler County is the Flagler Public Schools. So we're following back to back with people who are the manage a large employee base. And I'm just really pleased to have both of them on the show. So with that, we are going to wrap up today's show. I want to again thank Ken Madison for joining us. I hope you will all join us next week with our guest, Jacob Oliva. And I want to wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed day. My name is Howard Holly, and yours is
Kristen Weitzel.
Thank you, folks.